sakaruno sivamana narayano rupanuga prabhu do sike sava priyo bhaje sri gurave sri gaura chandraya sapari kari yugal kisoraya cha braja dhamaya purusottam kshetraya radhavanaya cha namo namaha vrindaya itulasi devvai priyayai kesavasya cha Krishna Bhakti Prade Devi Satta Bhaktai Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad Paramhansa Swami, Astotara Sata, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta, Srila Bhavan Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta, Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I pay my humble obeisances under the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire, Sri Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, and all Rupanuga Gaudiya Vaishnava Guru Vargas. I convey my Dandavat Pranam, all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas assembled here. Welcome all guests to present today to encourage me to speak some Hari Katha. Before discussing, I have one question for everyone. There are so many devotees are here. They are initiated by different bona fide Gurudev. My question is, when you are chanting one side 16, other side 4, why 16 and 4? I am giving you 72 hours time. I am merely a village boy. I have no relation with electronic media. All of you are very expert in electronics, computer science. Either you can ask other Vaishnavas or you can surrender yourself to Google them and answer the question within 72 hours. I am giving time. If cannot, who are assembled here, then every year have to come to Ravadi Parikrama, have to carry Mahapurush Palanquin. And if can answer, then whenever I come, I bring prasad either Jagannath Puri or Navadip or Braj. I'll bring prasad. Yesterday I asked Lakshman to speak something. Today I am requesting Sikanta Prabhu to speak something. Then I'll continue. Speak something. No problem. Don't be shy, Bhim Guru Bhai.
So I have already spoken a few words.
I not told you speak. I told you speak something. Then I'll continue.
Astapray, Sobhadray, Sobhityam, Bhagavata, Sivaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Sloke, Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki.
So, our real auspiciousness is only lying in hearing the Haritaka that's emanating from the lips of bona fide Vaishnavas, Sadhu Guru Shastra. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Because sadhus always constantly hearing Srimad Bhagavata through the disciplined succession, and so we are also to follow that and abide by that principle of hearing from bona fide Vaishnavas. And so Swami Maharaj used to say in this very popular phrase, milk touched by the lips of a serpent causes poisonous effect. So in a similar fashion, one should hear from bona fide Vaishnavas. So non-bona fide people, they are exactly like serpents. So let the bona fide Vaishnavas continue the speech. And let the unbona fide ones will be anyone.
Yesterday, first day Vijayapur cheated me. Yesterday Lakshman cheated, today you are cheating me. But I am not a bona fide Vaishnav, so I am not going to speak. So what I ask the question, he will answer first. 72 hours time I am giving, not immediate. Why one side 16, another side 4? If not punishment, have to come every year, Navadi Parikrama, have to carry Mahaprabhu's Kalan Queen. And mothers, they can cook, which we have big work, that 4,000 vegetable cooked together, the sparing spoon only 75 kilos. We are discussing why we'll do Brajamandal Parikrama. What will gain? To come this point, already 2 days have been passed, I could not come, reach even the main point. Because if I not making the introduction properly, then none can understand proper meaning. Yesterday we are discussing Krishna being in the palace of Queen Rukmini, sometime calling out name of his cows, sometime name of Sakhas, sometime name of parents, sometime Sakhi, special Radhika became faint. In the same way, one day, being in Rukmini's palace, with Rukmini, weeping so bitterly, calling out Radhe Radhe, became faint. And not coming in sense. What to do now? All inhabitants of Dwaraka, they became puzzled. What to do? So why it happened? In behind this, Narad Rishi is there. Narad Rishi want to see the glory of Braj, want to show the glory of Braj to all inhabitants of Dwaraka. So then they called Brahmaji. Oh Brahmaji, you are creator of this universe. Do something that Krishna will come in conscious again. Brahmaji thinking, Brahmaji is Adi Guru of our Sampradaya. First Guru in our Sampradaya, Brahmaji. Krishna hoite chaturmukha, han Krishna sevanmukha, Brahma hoite naradera mati. From Krishna, there are 4 bona fide sampradaya in this world. Vyasadeva in his Padma Puran, time of Dwapar Yuga, he wrote, Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka Chiti Bhavana Atakalo Bhavishanti Chattara Sampradayina. Sri means goddess of fortune. He'll start one sampradaya. Brahma, the creator of this universe, four-headed Brahmaji, will create another sampradaya. Rudra, the presiding deity of devastation, will create another sampradaya. Son of the first four sons of Brahmaji came from his mind. Son of Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. They'll create one sampradaya. Brahmaji, Lakshmiji, Shivji and four Kumars. Thus they predicted one millennium prior to that. And four sampradaya. Pure bona fide sampradaya is four sampradaya. Ar sampradaya vihina ye mantra te vipala mata. Without sampradaya, whenever you take any mantra, you could not get any perfection in bhajan, will go in vain. So this four sampradaya, out of this four sampradaya, we are so fortunate, we came in this sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya. What does it mean? Brahma means the creator of this universe, Brahma. In his sampradaya, prominent acharya is Madhvacharya. Like Sri sampradaya, prominent acharya is Ramanujacharya. In Brahma sampradaya, prominent acharya is Madhvacharya. In Rudra sampradaya, prominent acharya is Vishnu Swami. And Sanak sampradaya, or Chatushtanga sampradaya, prominent acharya is Nimbaditya. So, Brahma, Madhav, Brahma, then Madhav, prominent acharya. Gaudiya, Gaudiya means, Srila Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur told, in the commentary of Chaitanya Charitamritam, who are serving Srimati Radha Thakurani, they are called Gaudiya. So, Brahma, Madhav, Gaudiya, Vaishnava sampradaya, we are in this. Why you are so fortunate? Question may come in our mind, inquiry may come in our mind. Why? Krishna is saying Bhagavan. You may ask, there is the evidence. Brahmaji told in his Brahma Samhita, Govinda Madhi Purusam Tamahang Bhajami. Only Govinda, Govinda Krishna has so many names. One name is Govinda. So Govinda Madhi Purusam Tamahang Bhajami is Adi Purus. I am doing bhajan to him. Someone may ask, oh, Lord Ram came prior to Krishna in Dwapar Tetaju. Must be he the prominent, he is Supreme Godhead. Brahma is telling, Ramadi Murtisu Kala Niyame Natishtan. Lord Ram and others, they are Kala of Krishna. Govind Krishnastu Paramapumanjo, Krishna is Param Purus. Moreover, in Bhagavatam it is mentioned by Vyasadeva, Ete Changsa Kala Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. What I described as before, incarnation of Krishna, some are part of part, and Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. So Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, and why fortunate? Only Brahmaji got direct initiation from Krishna. Krishna only initiated one person, the creator of this universe, four-headed Brahma, no one else. Neither Lakshmiji, nor Shivji, nor four Kumars. He gave Gopal Mantra and Kam Gayatri. To other, he has not given initiation. So we are so fortunate coming in this Sampradaya. So all inhabitants of Dwaraka, they invite Brahmaji to do something for Krishna. Brahmaji thinking what to do, how to make him in sense again. Because he became unconscious, thinking Braj about again and again. So he completely absorbed in Braja mood. So we have to bring him in Braj mood, in Braj environment, then he may come in sense. Brahma discovered this. Then he told Baladev Prabhu, oh Baladev, only you can do this job, no one else. Baladev Prabhu, how I can do that? Baladev Prabhu is Bhagavan, but due to influence of Jagmaya, they forgot. Krishna gave order to Jagmaya to make him forget all these things. There are two qualities in Krishna working simultaneously. One, omniscience, he is omniscient, knows everything. Another, bewildered, always like an ordinary person. What is the true same thing? Brahma told, you have to dress yourself in dress of braj. Whenever you go to cow grazing in braj, you have to dress yourself like this. And have to dress Krishna also in same cowherd boy. In braj, time to time Krishna, sometimes sleeping long time, not waking up. Then Baladev Prabhu woke him up, sometime Madhu Mangal, Krishna is resting. Madhu Mangal came, "Hey Saleh, you are still sleeping?" "Yeah, no, same at all." Mother became so puzzled, "What are you doing, man? Do you think only you going for cow grazing? We are not there in your party? Get up!" By force he gets him up. But he had no Madhu Mangal, only Baladev Prabhu. So Baladev Prabhu, is, Brahma told, "You have to do this job." So Brahmaji passed, sorry. Baladev Prabhu dressed himself as Braj dress, singa everything, and he dressed Krishna, completely cowherd boy dress, get peacock feather, flute here, stick, grazing stick, everything. And Brahmaji, in the midst of the ocean, top of mountain Raivata, made Nava Vrindavan, as it is Vrindavan. Whenever Krishna going for cow grazing, same scene he create. He made such a nice way. He made so many statues, that statue about to speak. Whenever Krishna being in Braj, became late, Mother Yashoda became so puzzled. He churned yogurt, took butter, want to feed Krishna, but she became like statue. When Krishna saw, Mother became so worried, Krishna jumped like a small boy, grabbed butter, putting mouth, smiled towards Mother, ran it for cow grazing. In same way, Brahmaji makes statue of Mother Yashoda Nanda Baba, just like what happened during Braj cow grazing. One big butter ball holding Mother Yashoda, Nanda was standing. Whenever Krishna saw this in Braj, he'll take butter, first do pranam to Nanda Baba, touch feet, taking butter, run away. It happened so many times. So Brahmaji created this. And he made cows, such a, so many cows, thousand cows. It seems cows are moving. If someone will saw, they could not understand the cows are statue cow or movable cow. Could not understand. Because Brahma is a creator. When he is doing, how other can understand? And he makes so many groves. Somewhere gopis are hiding, Radhika hiding, they are watching time of Krishna cow grazing. Gopis used to hide themselves and watching Krishna. Same way. He made. Then Baladev Prabhu grabbed him. "Kanaiya, Kanaiya, you are still sleeping. Look, sun is up. Look, cows are going. How I can control all cows? You must have to come, brother. Don't delay. Look how mother became puzzled. Look towards father's face. Don't delay, my dear brother." Holding, kissing, Baladev Prabhu sprinkle water, Krishna open eyes. If you see, sometime loving call took place with husband and wife. Husband and wife will not eat, fall asleep. But not say pretending, you sprinkle some water, then you will see. Immediately open eyes. So what happened? Baladev Prabhu sprinkle water, Krishna open eyes. Baladev Prabhu, "Krishna, Kanaiya, I am going ahead. Don't delay. Look, all cows going ahead. Sakhas going ahead. Look towards mother and father." "Oh my goodness. I mean, Braj, he forgot completely. Where is he?" It's a pick of feather, flute, stick. So Krishna became so beautiful, so much madness in this appearance. The mother of cruel king Kamsa, name was, mother name was Padma. She is very old, over 80 years. Seeing this, she became so lusty, want to grab Krishna. She never seen so nice, beautiful form. Running towards Krishna, the check. And others, the queens, want to come, checked by Uddhav. No, no, none can allow to go. Don't break Krishna's mood. They stop. Krishna came, looking here and there, saw mother and father, touched Nandava's feet, and grabbing from mother's butter, one little bite, look mother Jasa smiling, going ahead. Could not understand their statue. Then look towards here and there, some gopis here, there, we have talked with them with eyes. After some distance, he saw Radhika behind a kunj. And see Radhika's face very morose. He embraced Radhika's face, could not understand. Told, hey Radhe, why you are so much worried? I have seen merely a dream. How you knew my heart that I have a dream? Told Radhe, I have a dream. That I give up Braj, came Mathura, went Gurukul, came in Dwaraka, married 16,108 queens, each and every queen has 10 sons, one daughter. Radhe, this is a dream. Who told you my dream to you? Why so much early? Radhe, I cannot stay longer with you, because all Sakhas, Radhas, all are here. So on the way, when he come back, then I tell all details of my dream. Do not understand. Going ahead. Then he saw roaring sound of ocean. Where am I? Who am I? Why am I doing here? Cows are there, sakhas there. I took butter, I embraced Radhika, I saw sakhis. But I never seen. The Jamuna had some roaring sound, but color is same color. Is it Jamuna or ocean? I am in Braj or I am in Dwaraka? Looking towards him, completely Braj dress, our dress. Where I am? Then Baladev came closer. Kanaiya, you are in Dwaraka. What happened? You became unconscious? To make you sense, this arrangement has been done by Brahmaji. Brahma appeared, Narada appeared. So, all of them appeared. Krishna still could not understand, looking his own dress and everything. So now, what to do now? Krishna was very happy. Now his happiness reducing. Narada told Prabhu, I am the guilty person. I want to show your Braj form to everyone. Please punish me. Krishna told Narada, you are my dear devotee. How I can punish you? I cannot punish you. You being in Dwaraka, after a long time, you remind me, help me to remember the mood of Braj, so you can ask any benediction. You can ask two benediction. First benediction Narada is telling, Tallilas Thalapalinam Sadha Sandarsanadarai Sampadamanam Nitaram Kinchim Nasteva Sadhanam. Narada is telling, oh, Madan Gopal, your lotus feet always grazing in Braj, all over Braj, Madhuban, Talban, Kumudban, Bohulaban, Kammaban, Khadirban, Vrindaban, Bhattaban, Bandirban, Belban, Mahaban, Lohaban, 32 Upabans, 12 Sakhabans, all together, 108 bonds in Brajamandal Parikrama. Everywhere you are moving. If someone with great faith and take darshan of Brajamandal and with great affection, then he can get Braja Prem. Tathastu. What kind of Braja Prem? Then Narad telling, like your lotus feet, ornamented by kumkum. Kumkum one type of color, Braja Gopis decorate themselves. That kumkum came from Braja Gopis body to your feet, that type of bhakti must manifest in their heart. What does it mean? In Braj, there are so many types of devotion. So you have to know what is devotion. So devotion two types. Vaidhi bhakti means regulative devotion, and Raganuga bhakti, spontaneous devotion. Vaidhi bhakti means, due to fear, if I not do bhajan, I have to go to hell without any fail. Due to this fear, somebody doing bhajan, that called vaidhi bhakti or regulative devotion. To clear this point, I am giving one example. In Treta Yuga, Lord Ram went exile to fulfill his father's desire for 14 years only. When he was in ashram of Agastya Rishi, coming, when he was Agastya Rishi's ashram, Lord Ram, moving here and there, Agastya Rishi was so great devotee. In his ashram campus, tiger, lion, deer, rabbits all are kissing each other. No one being envious each other. It's so powerful Rishi was. And Agastya is showing Lord Ram everything. Lord Ram noticed all of a sudden one aeroplane landed in the bank of one very nice pond. Pond water is crystal clear. Landed in Malay language, Mandarat. So it landed there. Then he saw one demigod came out from the aeroplane and one dead body floating on the water. He pulled the dead body on the bank, took one knife, cut one piece of flesh and eat, again fly away. Lord Ram became surprised, asking Agastya Rishi, "Rishi, what is this?" Agastya Rishi smiling, "Prabhu, you are Bhagavan, you know everything. They're asking me, I have to answer." Agastya told, like when small children talking with their parents broken language, it pleasing them so much. Same children became grow enough, they're talking with parents, not pleasing so much. But when they are broken language, they are very happy. So many they have children, they can realize this. Agastya telling, "So you want to listen from my broken language? Okay, Prabhu, no problem." Then Agastya told Prabhu, "This person, he never serve his parents. If someone not serving his parents, then they have to go to hell without any fail. If parents is against the devotion, then no need to keep any relation. But parents devotee must have to serve." So what happened? But he did some good social work. So due to that he went heavenly planet, but he could not drink their nectar, could not take anything. So his body is still protected there. He have to come every day to fulfill his appetite, have to cut one part of his body and have to eat by his own. Lord Prabhu, how we can get rid of this situation? Again, Agastya smiled. Prabhu, I have to answer. Okay, Prabhu. Then Agastya told Prabhu, he never donate to others. He has two golden bangle. If you take that golden bangle as a donation, then deliver from this situation. Lord Ram told, "I am in Kshatriya dynasty, son of Emperor Dasarath. From my birth I know how to donate, I don't know how to beg." I never spread my arms to ask anyone or know how to donate. You can take, you are saintly person. Augusta told, if I take, it will, he will not deliver. Only you can do that. Because you are Bhagavan. Lord Ram told, okay, you took this and deliver from this world. So hearing this, if somebody has fear, oh, if I not do bhajan, then my dead body will be protected, I have to eat my own flesh. So due to fear, somebody engage himself for bhajan, this type of bhakti called vaidhi bhakti or regulative devotion. Now coming, spontaneous devotion or raganga bhakti. Raganga bhakti means, Krishna has so many type of pastime with servant, with sakha, with parents and gopis. In Braj, three prominent there, Sakharas with sakha, and Vatsalas with parents, and Madhuras with gopis. I am giving example. Krishna, though Bhagavan in Braj, no one considering me Supreme Godhead. Oh, who are you? You are son of Nandamaharaj, I am son of Vishwanu Maharaj. Your father has 9 lakh cows, my father has 11 lakh cows, I am more wealthy than you. You are telling I do this, do that, forget it. And Madhu Mangal telling, oh Krishna, what you are thinking? You are thinking you are son of a wealthy person? Forget it. You are a coward boy. You have no destiny that you can get so many nice food stuff. Do you know why getting all food stuff? Also asking why? Due to my good destination, my good destiny. Why? Baladevu telling Subal, you are Brahmin, you have to go to forest to do bhajan. Only Kshatriya can get all this nice food stuff, palatable food stuff. Then Madhumal, do you know what happened? In past birth, I was doing very severe austerity. All you are pointing all Sri Krishna, Baladev, Subal, everyone. You are grazing cows, air blow, touching my body, touch your body. So due to my air touching my body, you are getting so many opulence. Otherwise, forget it. So no one is thinking Krishna is Bhagavan. Every day Krishna will do wrestling match. Sometimes Krishna became winner, sometimes loser. Today Krishna became loser against Sridham. According to the rule of wrestling match, if you are fallen on the ground, but your opponent sitting top of your back, you are not defeated. But he sits top of your chest and grab you, then you are defeated. So Sridham, drop him, sitting on his chest and grab here. And Krishna could not move at all. Chorare, morire, morire, chorare. Let me, please let me free, I am dying. Then Sridham let him free. Krishna remove all his dust. After few minutes, first, if you run by yourself, then you stop, you will breathe. Krishna doing this, after that, when subside, clapping all alone. Sakhas told, hey Kana, why you are clapping? Well, because I am winner, Sridham is loser. What? All of you are eyewitness that you are loser, Sridham is winner. Now you are telling I am winner? How it is possible? You have to listen. I am winner. So I told, yes. We want to know, we have seen Sridham was sitting top of your chest. They pushed down so strongly. You should have listened. When wrestling was going on, Sridham grabbed me, this is true. I was full fat. Sridham sitting here. My nose was up, Sridham nose was down. Because Sridham sitting Krishna's chest and grabbing, so Krishna Sridham face was down, Krishna's face was up. My nose was up. So I am winner, Sridham's nose was down, so it loser. All began to laugh so much. So hearing this, if someone thought, oh,
If I be Krishna Sakha, then I can play with him, joke with him, still butter with him. Hearing this, if someone involved himself, I must do like this. Then called Raganga Bhakti or Sakharas. Now coming Vatsalaras. In Vatsalaras means parental mood. So one day one fruit seller heard that Krishna's beautiful form, because so many going to Braj to selling their products. She thought, I must go there. And Narada is coming and describing. So the lady took so many nice fruits, full basket, and moving around the royal palace of Nanda Maharaj. Mango lo, guava lo, banana lo, grapes lo, rambutan lo. Sometimes Krishna is mother, sometimes with other, sometimes playing soccer, is not coming. So another day, determined, do or die, karenge ya marenge. I must take darshan of Krishna, otherwise I give up my body. So once Narada told to Krishna, Prabhu, where are you living? I went Vaikuntha, we are not there. In Vaikuntha planet, innermost section of Vaikuntha planet called Braj. Well, I was not seen in Vaikuntha. I went to ashram of yogis, you are not there. Why do you live? Krishna told, Naham tisthami Vaikunthe. Oh, Nadar, I am not living in Vaikuntha. In negative way, shaking his hand. Naham tisthami Vaikunthe. From where? Ashram of yogis, then shaking hand and head. Yoginam hidaye nacha. No. Not yogi's heart. Where you live? Madhavakta jatra gayanti tatra tisthami narada. Oh Narada, I am my devotees. Glorifying my name, I am there. Who will be more greater devotees than Braj? What Brajvas is doing? Uthaya gopo pararatra bhage. Smritva Yasoda Sutabala Keli Gayanti Uchai Janita Nudaga Govinda Namo Dharmadhaveti Govinda Namo Dharmadhaveti Govinda Namo Dharmadhaveti. Very yoga, not singing lullaby. Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. Rolling chapati. Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. Giving permission at 6 to parrot. Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. So all Brajavas is doing this. So that food seller lady thought, okay, I have to call out Krishna's name. Going there, he forgot that guava lo, mango lo. What she is telling? Govinda lo, Madhav lo, Damodar lo. He is calling Krishna. Oh, Govinda, come and take this. Madhav, come and take this. Damodar, come and take this. She is telling. Krishna was playing with mothers and the sakhis of mothers. Krishna heard somebody calling out from core of heart. So madhavakta jatra gayanti tatra tisthami narada. Whoever calling out my name with great affection, I am there. Whoever travel Jagannathpuri, you can see in Jagannath Dev temple only Hindus allowed to go, not others. So even former Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, because she married with a Parsi, with Muslim,
The pandas of Jagannath do not allow her to go in. And Indira Gandhi not broken the tradition. So any Western not allowed to go, only Hindu. Not Muslim. So one Muslim, his mother was Hindu Muslim by force, marry that lady and one son came. His name is Sal Beg. He has strong desire. He always hearing from his mother about Jagannath Dev. So he came not allowed to go in. Singing core of his heart, Jagannath Dev cannot stay there. He came out from temple, came the doorway and sitting there. Still anyone can take darshan, called Patit Pavan Jagannath, his name, sitting there. Means savior of fallen soul. In same way, now that Fruksala lady calling Govinda lo, Damodar lo, Madhav lo, Krishna was playing there, Krishna could not stay. Krishna knows, if I take something from her, I have to give something. This trading came from Dapar Yug. You are take something, you have to give any money, gold, anything as exchange. So this idea came from Krishna, when Krishna was a small boy. He has only small yellow cloth here, only know how to walk, and he has golden bangle with small bell and feet and waist. And no cloth, only cloth, small cloth here. Krishna entered Nanda Baba's storeroom. He took so many wheat, but being Swayam Bhagavan does not know how to hold it. He posed like this, but stayed, not staying, now, then hold here, against the belly, and coming, and drop all the grains, only few grains are remaining. Phaldo, give me fruits. Seeing Krishna's beautiful form, her eyes are not blinking, like became statue. He said, Phaldo, came in sense. Oh, I will not give you fruits. You have to sit on my lap and has to call me mother. He said, oh my goodness. My mother Yashoda, my mother Rohini, so many mothers are there. I never seen her, how I can call her mother? If my mother, anyone will see, then how, what do you think about me? But seeing this nice fruits, Krishna could not check, saliva coming down. give me fruits. Well, no, we have to call me mother and he had to sit on my lap. He said, look, anybody watching or not? No one is there. Like you can see lightning on the sky. For a second, he sit on his lap, on our lap, mother stood up, give me fruit. Then, see, giving fruit, Krishna hold, as many as can take, by this way, is put everywhere. Krishna went, drop mother Yashoda's lap. Even Krishna could not speak very nice word. Fluently could not speak. Mother told, you are here just now, from where you bring this food? Only hinting, could not speak properly. What may be? Then mother Yashoda distributing fruits, there is no end. So nice taste, all became surprised. That fruit seller lady sitting there, all day past came morning. Afternoon, one Brajavasi lady saw, holding her, hey, what are you doing here? Go back to your home. She came in external sense. She took her basket and had to come Mathura. When she came, bank of Jamuna, she feels that basket is very heavy. Then he saw so many jewels, full of jewels. What shall I do all these jewels? So much gold, diamond, she threw in the Jamuna. Where she gone, nobody knows. Gurudev told she give up her body. In Aprakat Braj became neighbor of mother Yashoda. And Krishna call her mother. Hearing this, someone told, oh, I want to serve Krishna like this. Then Krishna will call me mother, sit on my lap. This devotion called the Raganuga Bhakti or Vatsalya Ras. So Madhur Ras, I gave example tomorrow, Hare Krishna. Pancha Kalpataru Pascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaya Vacha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namo. Again tomorrow 7 o'clock. And what is another benediction Narad Rishi? He asked two benediction to Krishna, one benediction I told, and what is another benediction? Example Madhur Ras I will give tomorrow. And Aneka, tomorrow is Ekadasi. But don't forget my question, don't make me hopeless. You can go to Google, there's no problem.